Maine has always been one place with a reliable snowpack, something that's given rise to four-season tourism with a brisk winter sports scene. But this year, temperatures at both ends of the state are running about 9 degrees above normal, and the state has received a lot less snow than it normally has. That's worrisome for snowmobilers who are usually gearing up for the new season right about now. Here to talk about that is Al Sweat, Vice President of the Maine Snowmobile Association. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
So normally, right about now, I start hearing little engines kind of whining off into the distance down trails and stuff. But so far, I haven't. So what is the snowmobile scene at the moment?
Pretty poor. It's pretty poor statewide. Unless you get over into the western mountains up by Carabasset, Kingfield, Eustis, Stratton, Rangeley area. There's some snow, rideable snow there, but a lot of other areas of the state just don't have it. They just don't have the cover, and there's rocks and stumps showing. You got to be very, very, very careful.
We've been hearing reports that outdoor retailers have had sort of a booming year with everything from camping gear and tents to skis and snowshoes and so on, as people are thirsting to get outside, maybe having the opportunity to do so. Were people buying sleds also?
People are buying sleds like there's no tomorrow. Everybody wants to get outside to get out away from the pandemic, evidently. And with the summer that we all had, people were out hiking and biking and all. The same thing actually happened to snowmobiling. They really went hog wild, actually, and bought sleds and accessories, helmets, everything they need to be outfitted, new trailers along the line. And it's just... they're just sitting in their dooryards waiting for snow.
What are you hearing from folks like at sporting camps or, you know, all the support businesses around the state? I understand snowmobiling has a lot of support businesses that have sprung up.
A lot of places that have been open traditionally are closed. There's some awesome restaurants and bed and breakfasts in these destination points that aren't opening up this year. And that's pretty sad because it's just... Just the way of the year, I guess. Everything's gone to pieces. So,
you know, it's also been warmer than normal, not just with snow, but, you know, I know some lodges and some areas you kind of have to cross bodies of water to really get there in an expedient way. Is that also a problem? Are there, you know, where it seems like the ice must not be that thick yet?
The ice is not safe, and it will not be safe this winter. I just want you all to know out there, stay off any body of water. Please don't go on the ice this winter.
Is there any good news at all?
I mean, I've been listening, every snowmobile and winter enthusiast has been listening to the weather, and they say it's going to change, and we're just going to have to wait and hopefully keep our fingers crossed, but it don't look too good to me. But I hope so. I really hope so. We've got to get out and ride.
And on that less than hopeful note, Al Sweat is Vice President of the Maine Snowmobile Association. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very kindly for having me.